My name is Michael.
My name is Jill.
My name is Michael.
My name is Jill.
My name is Michael. Who are you?
My name is Jill. Who are you?
My name is Michael. I like you, Jill.
To communicate is the beginning of understanding.
The Bell System. Building for the future.
We'll be right back. What's going on, guys? This is Ponyboy and
Mesa.
And you are listening to Belcore Radio, episode number 15.
The Merry Christmas episode.
Yeah, this is the episode where we talk about how the birth of our Savior is a lot cooler than all the rest of the religions. And actually we're not really going to talk about that at all. This is mainly just the Christmas episode because it's coming out around Christmas time. I guess it can also be the Kwanzaa episode or the Hanukkah episode.
What's some other holidays?
I don't know any other holidays that fall around this time of the year, but
I think there were some things you wanted to discuss first there, Bunny Boy.
Yeah. Contests, right. Last week, as some of you may recall, I put out a little challenge. And the challenge was, if you can listen to the intro music to that episode, to episode 14, and you can tell me what video game that song is from, I would send you a free t-shirt sometime after Christmas, probably in January or something. But nobody's got an answer, right? We're keeping the contest open. I just wanted to kind of remind you guys so you won't give up hope. Contest is still open. You can really, there's not a limit to the guesses you can make. Just get in touch with one of us and, you know, you can just fire off random answers if you want to, and as long as you get it right, you know. But we got a new contest that we're going to kind of go along with it. We're making some stickers. And the problem is, we're not really that good with the graphics type stuff. So, we want you guys to make a sticker for us. And, it's gotta be black and white. That's it. Just black and just white. No grayscale stuff. No other colors. Just black and white. And, the template for the sticker is, the address for it, I did a tiny URL, it's tinyurl.com/B42A2. And, we're gonna keep the contest open until, like, probably around January 26th or so, right at the end of January. So, whoever sends in the design that we think is the coolest and we use, I guess we'll send them, like, 5-10 stickers, maybe. I don't know, as many stickers as we feel like sending you. You'll probably get quite a few more than you need. But, you know, try and keep it kind of relevant to our show. You know, maybe a telco logo spoof or something would be kind of cool. Just a hint. But, that's about it, so.
Alright, I guess, we'll jump right into this. You want to take the first thing, Ponyboy?
Yeah, we got a little bit of a News for Freaks thing going on here. And, this is kind of funny. It's a really, really cool scam that's been going on, apparently, as far as cell phone cloning goes. And apparently, like, the big, you know, people who are into cell phone cloning and, you know, fraud of that sort, were like, okay, so we keep cloning these people's cell phones, and they realize that we're doing it, that the phone companies realize that we're doing it, and they shut off the service, like, immediately. So how can we stop that? So what they did was, they went and cloned the cell phones of people really high up in cell phone in the corporations that, like, you know, like, the CEOs of, like, Singular and high up companies like that. So where if, you know, somebody might notice, oh, hey, this cell phone number's, you know, making calls from really weird places that it probably shouldn't be, so we should shut it off. And then they think, oh, no, this is the CEO. We shouldn't shut that off or else we're going to get fired and he's going to be pissed. And, so apparently they've had some scams going, and, specifically I think it was Rogers Wireless was the one that, this article was about specifically.
Yeah. Yeah, it said it was Ted Rogers, which is, I believe, the CEO of the company, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, that's just... Dude, that's kind of crazy. I mean, that must have had some thought in that, because I would never have thought to, you know, take the CEO's cell phone, you know, clone it, and knowing that that they wouldn't shut it off because it was an important person, you know. That's actually a really, really smart idea. It's not just like your normal, you know, fraud. It's like actually take some thought put into it.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny.
I don't support scams like this, you know. I think that people who clone cell phones and commit fraud like that are not very good people. But, like, this was the coolest thing I've heard of in a long time, as far as, like, scams go. Just, I was amazed, because you wouldn't think about doing these kind of things, you know?
I mean, I'm with you. I don't support, you know, scamming and fraud and stuff like that, but you're right, though. It's funny, you know, that the guys were actually smart enough to do that, and the people knew that it was happening, yet they couldn't really do anything about it. You know, it's, I just think that's really cool and kind of funny at the same time.
Yep.
Moving on to more freak-related news, I suppose. And I have a feeling this is going to turn into a really long rant. But Bush, without anybody knowing, Bush just thought it was a good idea to allow the NSA to do wiretaps without having to have any, you know, types of court documents or any warrants for it or whatever. And, like, they could just go up and monitor your phone calls, your emails, and everything without, you know, having to have any consent by anybody. They could just go up and start doing it if they wanted to. Which really, really, you know, pisses me off, like, to, like, just, like, I can't work even describe how pissed off when I found out about this, you know. That's just some bull right there. I mean, that's such a big invasion of people's privacy by doing that. You know, I mean, what the hell? What the hell is he thinking? And, I mean, that gives me another reason, you know. I don't support, you know, really the government. I don't want people thinking I'm, like, for anarchy or anything like that, because I'm not, and I think it's a stupid idea, really. And I support our type of government. The only problem with our government now is that it's, you know, corrupt. But this thing just pisses me off so bad. That's another reason I don't like Bush, okay? That shit just pissed me off so bad when I found out that he was allowing the NSA the right to just, you know, do whatever they want. And they expect people to use that with, like, you know, constraint. That's just such a bull crap. I don't even know. It just pissed me off really, really, really bad.
I mean, you have to take into consideration also that, I mean, he gave them authorization to do this, like, you know, 2 months or so, like, just right after the September 11th attacks and everything. But that was, what, 4 or 5 years ago now? So how long have they been doing this, you know? Because we're still looking for the terrorists. So they still have this, their quote-unquote reasons to do this. You know, they could be invading anyone's privacy to just, you know, for the hell of it. Say, oh, we, you know, we thought that maybe he had ties to terrorists. They could be listening to this right now, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing about it. They really could. And they can probably hear, you know, about us talking about them and how stupid they are. And, I mean, come on, seriously. What good is this doing? Have we called Osama bin Laden? No, we haven't. Okay, they're still out there, but have they done anything? No, they haven't. This is just ridiculous. It's like there's no point for any of this to still be going on right now, okay? Now, I don't know why they're doing it. You know, I guess, you know, to help, quote-unquote, stop terrorism. That's bull. Because has anything happened since then? No. Okay, and they may try to say it was because of this, but it's not. Have they found out about anything and been able to really stop it? No, because nothing was going to happen in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
It just bothers me so much, just because it's just a big invasion of people's privacy right there.
I mean, I agree totally. I can understand immediately after the attacks. Like, you know, I don't like the thought of it, but I can understand it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, most definitely. Like, you know, a couple months afterwards, but dude, this is like almost 5 years ago that it happened. Okay, there's no point in it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know what else to say on this matter. I mean,
all I have to say about it is that Bush is a bad president. He tries to give people all these rights that they do not need or deserve to be able to invade people's privacy like that. It's just ridiculous, and it's starting to really piss me off. Okay, because I know I for one am not a motherfucking terrorist. I mean, Jesus Christ, come on. It just pisses me off so much. And I know I keep saying it over and over, but I just can't get the words to explain how angry it makes me. Because I like to have my privacy. I'd love to have my privacy.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of a staple of all hackers, though. We would love to have our privacy and just not be fucked with by these people.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is that, you know, people don't even know about it. That's like, even worse is that nobody even knows about it. Didn't know about it until recently. And this was, like, 4 years ago that it started. And people just now finding out about it. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. You know, I'm just... Yeah, it just pisses me off, basically.
Well, there's some good news as far as people who are wanting to maintain some privacy. The Patriot Act was... They were voting in the Senate to kind of reauthorize parts of the Patriot Act to extend it for... I mean, I don't even know how much longer time...
I believe it was 3 months at first, and then they wanted to try to do it on permanent, I think.
Yeah, and that didn't work, apparently. I'm not sure what the provisions, there's quite a few of them here, I don't want to read all of them off here, but let's see. Oh, they did not...
It didn't pass, the vote was 52-47.
Yeah. And lucky for us here, The first two parts of the Patriot Act that are set to expire that did not pass, Section 201 gives federal offices the authority to intercept wire, spoken, and electronic communications relating to terrorism, and Section 202 gives federal officials the authority to intercept wire, spoken, and electronic communications relating to computer fraud and abuse offenses. So... I think we're in the clear now.
Yeah, it's I believe, isn't it set to expire the 31st?
Yes. December 31st it'll expire.
Yeah, they were, from what I understand is that they were trying to get it extended for 3 more months so they could, you know, do another vote. But, see, the 31st has been, what, like, a little over a week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's about 2 weeks, I think. Something like that. But, anyways, I'm actually, you know, I'm actually proud now. Our government shows, you know, some of it's worthwhile. I read that and I was like, hell yeah, it's about time that something like this actually happens, something good come out of this whole situation. I mean, it's not really good because it shouldn't happen really in the first place, but it's good to finally see our government, you know, taking steps to get rid of this crap that's been going on for a while.
Yeah. Alright, I'm looking through while you were talking, I was reading through some more of the provisions here, and there's just a few more that I'd like to read off because they make me happy. Section 209, which, again, in about a week, will be no more. Section 209 permits the seizure of voicemail messages under a warrant. So, I mean, they did have to have a warrant, but they could actually take the messages from your voicemail and use them as evidence against you, which now I guess they can't. Section 214 allows use of a PIN register or trap and trace device, which basically records the originating phone number of incoming calls that you get in relation to terrorism or spy investigations. And then, there's one more here somewhere. Section 217 makes it lawful to intercept the wire or electronic communication of a computer hacker or intruder in certain circumstances.
And the terrorist thing, they make it so broad because what it seems like they do is they say, I believe this is a terrorist, or I believe this is a terrorist. So basically, they could, like, take anybody, even if you're not a terrorist, and still do, like, you know, have a tap on your line or whatever, just for thinking that you might be a terrorist, not even actually having any proof that you are a terrorist in the first place, which is, like, really fucked up.
I agree, but like I said, it's, you know, I think this is good news here.
I mean,
it sucks that it's happened, but right now I'm happy.
I read that, I was like, hell yeah, it's about damn time. And I'm just, you know, this sort of makes up for the whole illegal wiretapping thing that was going on. But,
I think this would be a good time to kind of lighten the mood. We got a special message for all of our listeners from a good buddy of ours. Dual Parallel sent us in a nice little audio skit thing that we'd like to play for you guys for a second. So, here's Dual.
Alright, well, it's that time of year again. I got gifts for everybody except Stank. Why do I get Stank? Well, I know he was talking about a prepaid cell phone, so let me call that number he mentioned, maybe that'll work.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa Kai to you. Welcome to the Virgin Mobile Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa Kai helpline. We know how stressful choosing the perfect phone can be. That's why we have professional Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa Kai operators standing by. For help from a Jew, press 1. A Hindu Santa, press 2. A gay elf, press 3. A Kwanzaa guy, press 4.
Well, definitely 3 for Stank.
Hi, Hosta. I'm here to help. Okay, let's find out who you're buying for this Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa season. If they roll straight, press 1. But if they ride my bus, press 2.
Well, everybody knows Stank rides that skin bus to Booty Town.
Mission to board granted. We're here, we're queer, and we're NUTF nuts for Virgin Mobile Slider Sonic Music Phones. They play videos and MP3s. It's the perfect gift to get the bus rocking and the stirrup pants covered booty knocking. They'll love it and you. Anywho, for more info, point your pooper to virginmobileusa.com or Radio Shack.
Well, I don't know about pointing my pooper at anything, but this sounds like it's right up Stank's alley.
So, hope all you people like that. That was Duel.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Duel. That was quite a lot of fun, and I thank you for finally setting the record straight that Stank Dog does ride the skin bus to Booty Town.
I remember when I first heard that, I laughed so hard. Oh my god, it was so funny. Like, I don't even, it's just like hilarious, like period. It's just straight up funny.
Duel is, he's quite the comedian there.
He is. Kudos out to you, Duel. That was awesome.
And if Stank Dog is listening to this, I'm going to send him an email and tell him to listen to it. If you need to get back at Duel for this, we're always open for more audio submissions. So, you know, just feel free to send us something in here if you need to get some revenge.
Yeah, because, you know, like Bungalow said, we're always open and, you know, willing to help.
And that goes for anybody, actually. If you want to make fun of somebody, as long as you do it in a slightly tasteful manner, just send it to us, and we'll probably play it on the air.
Yeah, we probably will, because, Pony Boy and I, we love comedy. We love laughing. So, yeah. I guess we'll move on to some tech slash Christmassy sort of thing going on. When I read this, I was quite amused. But I'm not sure if you're aware, but if any of you have been to Walmart lately, they have these 5-foot animated singing Santa Clauses. And this guy thought it'd be a good idea to, because there was this art contest coming up, I believe, wasn't it, Pony Boy?
I can't remember what the name of the contest was, but yeah, it was some kind of art contest.
I believe it was called, what was it? Something, I don't know. Anyways, Pony Boy, it doesn't really matter, but anyways, it was really, you know, an art contest. And the guy, I don't know how he came up with that idea, but he decided to hack this 5-foot Santa Claus and make it, you know, do whatever you want and everything. And it was pretty, not really complicated, you know. It's like, I guess, dumbed down a little bit so people could, you know, understand it. But what he did was he made it into a drinking Santa Claus. And everything like that. And it was really funny. It was really hilarious. I saw that they have videos and everything up of it, but basically what the guy did is he, you know, looked inside the Santa Claus and was looking around inside of it and found the personality chip and everything like that inside of it. And, just figured out how it worked and basically, you know, took, you know, these parts and stuff like that and figured out what to do and programmed it to say different things and move around as if he was drunk and everything like that. And it's really, really, really funny. And now I kind of want to, you know, do something like that just because it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, and apparently, he has a link on his site to where, I guess I don't think it's him that does this, but it's another guy who kind of did the same sort of thing, but more so with actually changing the appearance of the Santa Claus. Like, he took one and made it into a pirate, or, I believe there was, he made one into a zombie or a werewolf, or just weird shit like that.
I would like to see the pirate one and have it, like, speak like a pirate shit. That'd be pretty funny.
Well, I mean, like, apparently he actually recorded his own kind of stuff to put on there. Just, like, opened up Audacity and just, like, recorded stuff and then wrote it direct to the chip, so.
I mean, stuff like that is so funny when you, like, mix technology and stuff like this together. It's so hilarious.
I mean, like, I remember this was the kind of shit that, like, I dreamed about doing as a child. Like, that was, like, my first interest in hacking, was tearing apart a Furby and trying to figure out how I can make it say shit.
Did you ever accomplish that dream, Tony?
No, I was like 10. But
jeez. Loser.
I wasn't a very elite 10-year-old, what can I say?
You weren't elite hacksaw at 10 years old, funny boy.
No.
I was already hacksawing to Gibson when I was 9. Jeez. And just for all you out there, I was kidding. So don't, like, go, like, flaming me or something. Because I was joking. Okay. But, yeah, it was really funny. And I want to take his idea and, He suggested that somebody, like, take the smart chip out that makes the sense call, do everything, and put it in, you know, something else. I'm not sure what, like you could put it in a Furby or something like that.
Big That's Mouth Billy funny. Bass.
What?
Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Yeah, or Big Mouth Billy Bass or whatever, and just, that would be so funny. Can you imagine how funny that would be? That'd be hilarious.
I could imagine.
Good. Do it. Use our imagination. All our listeners, use your imagination and think about the possibilities.
But, yeah, if anybody wants to check out the site and kind of see in more technical detail, because he does go into fairly good technical detail about what he did, I did a tiny URL of the website right quick, like, and it's tinyurl.com/7t3z4. So, check it out. It's a really cool site. I mean, like, he explains everything really well on his site. So, big pimps to Josh McCormick.
Oh, that was amazing. I respected man for that.
And, I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen, of the out there in Radio Land. You guys remember the Commodore? You probably don't. A lot of our listeners are kind of young. But, the Commodore was this thing, and it was a computer, right? But it wasn't, like, the computer you have now, because it was, well, it was really cool, but it kind of wasn't as good as the computer you have right now. And, it went away. They stopped making Commodores a long time ago. But, this company in the Netherlands or somewhere like that decided that it would be a really cool idea to buy rights to the Commodore name and just start releasing shit under the Commodore name again. So, Commodore is like a brand name again. Or it's going to soon be. I mean, like, they're releasing, I think, GPSs and just, like, I mean, I don't even know what else left.
Said GPSs, media centers, and stuff like that under Commodore. Isn't that crazy? What do you say, Pony Boy?
But, I'm kind of, I haven't really had a lot of experience with the Commodore type of, equipment and whatnot there. But, I don't know if anyone actually remembers, but when the PC market first started to kind of explode, Commodore was trying to jump on the bandwagon for a while there, and they came out with a computer called the Amiga. And the Amiga was really kind of cool. It had its own, you know, proprietary operating system with it. You know, it wasn't DOS or whatever they, you know, whatever the other PCs were kind of running at the time. And, I mean, it's actually, in Europe, people still use the Amiga quite a bit. I don't know why. But, I'm getting one tomorrow. Oh, well, I guess today, since it's not really, since it's like 2 in the morning now. But, I'm getting one, and, it should be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, the Amiga's awesome. I like having, like, I know it sounds, like, stupid, but I love having vintage computer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have it, you know, just what calls. You know, not even really a reason, because, you know, I don't really use it, but, you know, just the fact to have it and be like, yeah, you know,
oh, yeah.
I got an old computer.
Definitely, man. I mean, like, I, personally, I have more fun playing around with old hardware. I mean, like, I remember at Freaknik, I think it was DOSman from the Packet Sniffers had it's not really that old, but an IBM, what was it? I don't even remember what the name of the computer was.
Was it
the AS400? Yeah, the AS400. There we go. And he just had it sitting out there at their little booth in the vendor's area and just for people to fuck around with. And, you know, I had a lot of fun just playing with it. I didn't really understand anything I was doing, but just kind of fucking around with the commands and just trying to figure shit out. It's fun to do, you know? And I figure this will give me and my friends at least a few hours of entertainment trying to figure out what the fuck we're doing.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. Yeah, that's gonna be pretty fucking cool, I must say. Since we're on the topic of, technology and stuff like that, moving from old technology to new stuff, I know a lot of you people out there probably have PSPs and stuff like that. You may not think, it's really that powerful. You can play, some pretty cool games on it, that's pretty good graphics and everything. But you may not know that you can do a hell of a lot more than what you think you can with it. Because I got mine in, of course, anybody that really knows me knows I love modding everything. Anything I have is modded that's a, technology base. But when I got my PSP, I was, messing around, and, I wanted to see what I could do with it. I wanted to, unlock its full potential. So, I found this really, really awesome site called psp-hacks.com, and they have loads of, homebrew software for the PSP and everything like that. And, I decided I'd talk about, that today on the weekly hack. I'm going to break it down into different parts, and, today is going to be, teaching you how to downgrade so you can run homebrew software on it. For this, to downgrade, or, to run any unsigned code, any homebrew software, you're going to have version 1.50 of the PSP firmware. So if you have version 1.0, you're going to have to upgrade to 2.0. and degrade from 2.0 to 1.50. But basically what you do is, if you have version 2.0, you download MPX Downgrader, 1.50 downgrade, and 2.0 update if you need it. If you have like version 1.51 or 1.52 or 1.0, you need to upgrade to 2.0 first, like I said. But what you do is you unzip MPH Downgrader, all that good stuff. Set up a USB connection with your PSP. Once the connect's set up, go to My Computer and browse to the your PSP memory stick. Open up the memory stick, on the computer. Copy over to your PSP files to the root folder, not to any other folder. Copy it to the directory, the root folder. Like I said, just want to make that clear because if you do, I'll fuck it up. But what you copy over to the root folder is index.dat and h.bin. Once you're done with that, open up your PSP folder and open up the photo folder. And you copy over overflow.tiff. Keep it in the photo directory and don't put it in a subdirectory or anything, otherwise it won't work. Now go back to the PSP directory and go to game directory. If there's not already a folder there, create a folder called update, and it must be called update. Don't call it anything else because, like I said, it won't work. And it should be all in capital letters. And copy over eboot.tvp. Once it's all done, you're ready to downgrade. So basically what you do is disconnect the USB connection from your computer, plug in your AC adapter, go to the photo icon on your PSP, scroll to the pictures, and go to overflow.tiff. You don't have to press anything because it'll do it automatically. but two strings of letters and numbers are going to appear. Don't worry about it because, you know, it's normal. Wait at least 30 seconds and then turn off your PSP. Hold down the power button until it fully shuts off. Then start your PSP again. You'll go over to the game icon and scroll down to the memory stick. Select it, and you'll see the 1.5 update. Select the update. It'll start. When it gets to 99%, it'll crash, show an error. But don't worry about it. Just press the power button again until it turns off, and then turn the PSP back on. If you get another error, just press the O button, and it'll restart after rebuilding the system data. And just set it up to did when you first got your PSP, and you have a brand new 1.5 PSP. And then later episodes, I'll tell you how to put, you know, homebrew software and stuff on it.
Well, that's pretty rad.
That's pretty cool. It sounds kind of long and complicated, but it's, like, really, really not. It's actually extremely simple. Just, you know, have a IQ of at least room temperature, and you'll be able to do it. But it has a lot of advantages. But remember, it only works with version 2.0. Like, you know, unless you already have the version 1.5 PlayStation or PSP, it won't, you know, you just need to either, like, downgrade to 1.5 if you have, like, a 2.0, because you can only downgrade. I can't stress this enough, so don't, like, write emails complaining to me about it. You can only downgrade to version 1.5 if you have version 2.0. It does not work. It does not work from any version besides 2.0 and up. It does not work with any version above 2.0. And if you have version 1.0 or 1.52 or something like that, you're gonna have to upgrade to 2.0 and then downgrade to 1.50. And then yeah, it's pretty damn easy though. That about wraps it up for the hack of the week.
And that about wraps it up for the episode of the week. So I hope everyone enjoyed us. You know, our little what 30 minutes of blabbering on about crap. Until next week, keep hacking, keep freaking, and keep having fun. This has been Ponyboy.
This has been Mesa.
And, happy Christmas Hanukkah. End of file.